people would have seen you very, very recently, Laura, singing at the final test of the Ashes, of course. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was amazing. It's the first time I've performed for England cricket, and just the fans are incredible. And technical sport, it was amazing to kind of be involved and watch some of the sport, and as you say, perform. I performed at the start of each day, and then at the final at the end, obviously, when we kind of regained the Ashes, and it was a massive moment. Although we lost the last test, it was kind of so much excitement there because we'd won overall, and very exciting and just lovely to kind of be a part of that and perform.
You're becoming, Laura, and this is good news, you're becoming the go-to girl for England sporting teams. So England rugby, England cricket, all you need to do, sort out now is England football, because they're rubbish, the footballers. They don't sing at all. All you need to sort out is that one, and you've got the trifecta.
I know. It's right. Yeah. Show my support in that way. The sport's been really sporty. So I grew up playing a lot of hockey, a lot of tennis, and then obviously getting into rugby in the last few years as well. So I kind of share the passion for that sport. I'm not too good at football, but I definitely have a go. And yeah, obviously would love to perform for England one day. That'd be great.
When you perform before a sporting event, do you get to stay and watch, or do you have to move on quickly to the next performance?
I try and stay and watch. It depends what the game is. For example, I made sure I didn't have to perform in the evening when it was the England-New Zealand rugby match, which I met by, not by much, but it was an incredible game a couple of years ago, and that kind of stuck in my mind as one of the best. But sometimes I have to go off for rehearsals. In fact, it's like that this weekend. I'm performing for the England-Ireland game, and then it's straight off to rehearsals. A very big event that's coming up in the rugby world, so yeah, it's exciting.
It's tough life, isn't it? It's tough life. And you're playing next week. Is it this weekend, or is it during the week that you're doing the send off and you're performing with Take That?
Yeah, that's next Wednesday. So it's kind of basically a kind of send off for the England rugby team, where there'll be sort of just under 15,000 fans who'll have the opportunity to show their support for the team, and something like that is again really important for me to be involved with, not only as the official anthem singer for England, but just, as I say, for the fans, really, to have that moment where they can get a bit closer to the team and everything that goes on. And, you know, we try and support our teams as much as we can, and this is just really the start of the up towards the Rugby World.
Which members of Take That are left? Who will you be performing with? Are there anyone? Is it just you and Gary Barlow?
I know. There's an image for it that they've done where they're sort of standing on their shoulders, the rugby boys, and you do think, goodness me, I wonder how they did that. But yeah, no, I think for me, I obviously was a big Take That fan, but being slightly kind of younger, I guess, for me, it's quite cool to be able to say I've performed with them. And I know some of their fans are just crazy. They're amazing. I've had lots on Twitter saying they're very excited about the gig, so...
Are you going to be a little bit of a fangirl next week when you see Howard backstage?
I might, yeah, might get a little bit weak at the knees, but actually for me, it's the sportsman that I have an enormous amount of respect for. I just think their dedication is amazing, and you know, you look at Chris Robshaw captaining his country, and on the times that I've met him very briefly, he's always been such a lovely person. So yeah, I think I have so much respect for them as a team.
So you're the official England Rugby Union anthem singer now. Obviously, you sing the national anthem so often. Do you get bored of singing the national anthem, or do you just try and change it? Try and change it up a little bit yourself, just to keep yourself interested.
I think it's a funny one, that, isn't it? I mean, I get to perform other bits of music, but obviously that, you know, the national anthem is, it is what it is, and us being British and kind of stoical in that sense, I think, you know, it's best left alone. We hear sort of a lot of American anthems, you know, the Star Spangled Banner is always sung very differently, and that's kind of what they do. But I don't know. I mean, I'm performing at the NFL this year as well when it comes to Wembley.
Wow.
So I'll be doing the American and the English anthem, which would be an interesting, you know, kind of performance to see how the American fans respond. But I think for me, it's about just singing it and and being that person to sort of unite the crowd. And I think that's what it's really about.
Oh, the American fans all love it. They love anything quintessentially British, don't they? You'll go down a storm.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm a bit nervous about that one. But
you got to sing the American national anthem as well?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one.
I'm not doing like a... I don't think I'll do that.
Yeah, so some of them take it to the nth degree, don't they? I think if you keep it simple, it sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
Agree, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. Now, the last time we spoke to you, Laura, you did me the greatest service ever, but you did a live singing rendition of almost like a radio stab of My Name on Radio Yorkshire. I'm going to give you another challenge this morning, which is a challenge we give to anybody that comes in for a session here on Radio Yorkshire. Logo, our mission statement at Radio Yorkshire is this: proper music, proper sport, proper radio. This is Radio Yorkshire. So what I would, if possible, at 9 minutes to nine on a Friday morning, what I would ask you to do, if you can, is to, in your own Laura Wright way, sing us proper music, proper sport, proper radio. This is Radio Yorkshire. Would you be able to do that for us?
Okay, so wait, say that again. Proper
music, proper sport,
Proper radio.
Proper radio. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Have you got a pen so you can write it down? It's a lot. I always forget myself.
I forget it's written down in the studio.
All right. Sport, music, Radio Yorkshire, yeah?
Yeah. Proper music, proper sport, proper radio. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Okay.
Okay, right. In your own time, this is Laura Wright with the Radio Yorkshire mission statement.
Proper sport, proper music, proper radio, this is Radio Yorkshire.
Oh, that is superb. Absolutely superb. Laura, superb. Are you only singing for the England Rugby Union team? Because we've got a couple of games coming up here at Elland Road in the Rugby World Cup. I think Scotland are playing up here. You don't fancy coming up and singing the Scottish national anthem? You could just drop over and have a cup of tea.
I definitely could not sing Flower of Scotland. There's been far too many occasions and tete-a-tete with Scottish people over the years, so absolutely not. But maybe if I had my hands tied behind my back and there was no other option. But for now, it's English all the way.
Laura, always a great sport. It's been lovely once again to chat to you. Thanks for joining us on Radio Yorkshire. Have a wonderful World Cup, and we'll be looking out for you on the TV before the England games, and enjoy the concert next week, and make sure you get a selfie with Howard.
I'll do my best. All right, lovely to chat, guys.
Cheers. Thanks, Laura.
Bye.